This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Buckingham Palace announced Friday Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, died. The Duke of Edinburgh, as he was officially known, had been by his wife's side throughout her 69-year reign. Britain's government asked the public not to gather outside or lay flowers at royal residences following the death of Prince Philip. A cabinet office spokesperson said, quote, "Although this is an extraordinarily difficult time for many, we are asking the public not to gather at royal residences and continue to follow public health advice, particularly on avoiding meeting in large groups and on minimizing travel," end quote. As a senior royal, Prince Philip's death triggers a period of national mourning and the implementation of a well-rehearsed protocol. Hours after announcing Philip's death, Buckingham Palace said arrangements for his funeral and any other official remembrance events were being considered by the Queen. Prince Philip was 99. Current and former world leaders joined a chorus of condolences from around the world. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called Philip a, quote, "man of great purpose and conviction, who was motivated by a sense of duty to others," end quote, in a tribute on behalf of his Commonwealth nation. French President Emmanuel Macron sent his condolences to the Queen. He said on Twitter, Philip, quote, "lived an exemplary life defined by bravery, a sense of duty and commitment to youth and the environment," end quote. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta said the Duke of Edinburgh had been a unifying figure, calling him, quote, "a great man," end quote. Philip's wife, Elizabeth, became queen in 1952 while on a trip to Kenya when her father passed away. For more on this story or any of the news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com.